Happy New Year from the past, because you're going to hear this in the future. Yeah, you're going to hear this in the future. But Happy New Year in advance. We're close. We're making it. We're in the final week of the year. And, I feel like as I was prepping for this episode, I had to sit and like think about it, like what happened over the year. And honestly, 2023 felt like 5 years in one for me personally. I don't know about you. Hopefully you had a great year. And even if you did have a little bit of hardship, it wasn't something crazy life-altering, you know? But yeah, this episode is going to be my New Year, 2023 recap / let's get ready for the new year. I have it here month by month. I'm not going to do a month over month presentation, but I'll kind of like sum it up in quarters. Yeah, quarters. I'll do it in quarters. So first quarter of the year was... we're already starting that. First quarter of the year was interesting for me because at the beginning of the year, I always have this like introspective moment where I'm like, okay, we got to think about how we're going to change things. And I'm going to do this in January as well. How are we going to do things differently? And I kind of sit and have a meeting with myself. I always do. But in January, I have like the big meeting, like the annual meeting of the full corporation. I have that meeting with myself and I kind of sit down and I'm like, okay, what do we want to change for real? What are things that didn't work? You know, just the simple, if you work in like analytics or just in general, you know, like you want to look at the data over a certain amount of time. You want to take away things that don't work and you want to implement new actions and then keep doing things that work. So I spent a lot of... It was actually longer because normally it only takes me a month to do this, but I feel like it took me the whole first quarter to kind of figure that out. I was in limbo with so many things, and including where I was, like living in life. I was living in Ohio, as many of you know, and I was having this like weird, like, I didn't like Ohio very much, but I didn't know where I wanted to go either. And so I kind of had this moment where I felt like I was just stuck. My lease was going to be ending in May. And so I was like, all right, well, feel it out a little bit more for January, for February. And by March, you need to have a decision on whether or not you need to leave for real. And I've had a bunch of other cities in mind. I did agree to stay in Ohio for only 1 year. And so that time was quickly approaching and I had to decide, like, are you going to stay or are you going to finally like just take a leap and go to Baltimore, which is actually the city that I was thinking about before I left New York originally. So that was my first quarter. My first quarter was focused on me trying to figure out what I wanted to do, where I wanted to live. And then I had kind of talked myself into this, and don't do this shit, but I basically was talking myself into staying in Ohio, even though I had not had the most positive experience there. And the reason why I did that is because I wanted to give it another year to see if it worked, which is what I did with Connecticut, and my second year in Connecticut was great. My first year, not so great. I left some friends behind. A lot of weird stuff came out about one good friend, and it ultimately made me leave the friendship. Whole story, backstory. We talk about friendships and girls trips and all that stuff in the future. I'll get into that more. But after having that experience in Connecticut, I had decided, like, okay, I'm still gonna stay here and try to make it work. And so I stayed another year and it was great. So I had that same feeling about Ohio where I thought, okay, I could try to stay in Columbus another year and work it out, see how it's going to go. Because sometimes your first year living somewhere is not the greatest. So I just wanted to be positive. By March, y'all, by March, I had gone to Baltimore to go see Anna. Shout out to Anna. Honestly, shout out to Anna for real. Anna's one of my really good friends from college. She lives in Baltimore. She's part of the reason why I was thinking about going there. She loves Baltimore so much. She's always like spoken about it in a great light. And for her, that was like her city, where she was kind of rebuilding herself. And she has, shout out to her homeowner. She's doing it in Baltimore. And so we are similar. And so I was thinking when I went to Baltimore myself and got a vibe from it, I was like, oh yeah, I could see myself here. But you do that everywhere. Everywhere you go, I don't know if you're like me, everywhere you go, you sit and you're like, could I live here? There's a TikTok with that audio where someone goes to a new city and they're like, wow, I can live here. But it's a fantasy, and it's a lot of the time it's like only the good things you see. But I've seen Baltimore and it's good, bad, and ugly, and I do love that city. So when I went to Baltimore in March, I was sad for a lot of reasons because I was in limbo, and I don't like my life being in limbo. Those of y'all who live on the edge like that, who just like are very easygoing, just take it as it comes. I want to be like you because I can't do that shit. Like, I need to have a couple things planned out in my life. Of course, I can be spontaneous, but when it comes to where I'm gonna live, what I'm gonna do, like certain things I need to have like mapped out. And I felt like by March, I didn't have an answer for myself, and I hadn't had anything mapped out. I just had my money ready to go wherever I needed to go, but I couldn't pinpoint a spot where I wanted to like call home. And I had a full fucking breakdown when I was in Baltimore. Full breakdown. Like, I had never cried. I rarely cry in front of my friends. I rarely cry in general out of being sad. If I could cry laughing, I can cry from feeling gratitude. I can cry from talking to God. Those kind of things are normal to me. But having actual sadness and crying from sadness was completely different. And that's what I felt in March. And that's when I knew. I was like, yeah, you gotta go. You have to go. Figure it out, but you have to go. And so I just started looking at cities, and I started looking at a bunch of stuff. And by the second quarter, because like I said, we're talking about this in quarters. By the time the second quarter came, I still did not know where I wanted to go. So I was still contemplating just staying in Ohio. And then I got the opportunity to come to Mexico. As you guys know, I've been here for a minute. So I came close to when my lease was ending. Yeah, close to when my lease was ending in May. And I've been here throughout the year. I went home to New York for 2 months after the summer, like at the beginning of fall. And then I came back to Mexico, and I've been here, and I will be here until about the end of quarter one of the new year. So that was a big chunk of my quarter one and quarter two. By quarter two, I knew where I was going, which again brought me back to equilibrium, made me feel happy again, whole again. And then just the sheer experience of or opportunity of being able to come here to Mexico was amazing. And what turned into I was going to go away for 2 weeks, turned into 3 months, turned into me being here until damn near the next year. So that's quarter one and part of quarter two. And then quarter two, I spent a lot of time having fun. I was back in the streets. And it was great because I did not do a lot of partying in Ohio. I don't know if that is because I didn't have friends there. Because I also didn't have friends here before I got here. And obviously, I'm in a whole different country. But I don't know. Something about the people in Ohio. No shade if you live in Ohio, if you're from Ohio. But I lived in Columbus. It is a big college town from what I see. Most of downtown, you're going to see the babies. And I'm saying babies because I'm what, 6 years, 7 years this year out of college. And so, yeah, these are undergrads. Like, they're not master students, they're undergrads. So they're babies to me. And it's a lot of that. It's a lot of, like, you see the freshmen, like, during the summer it's very quiet. But when school is in session, you see a lot of the freshmen in town. It's like, you know, just kind of weird. And then everyone who lives in Columbus hates Columbus. So it's like not a very refreshing and fun place to be, where everybody hates their town. Like, New York is different. And maybe I'm biased because I'm from New York. But I feel like the people who be like, oh, I hate New York so much, like, they still see the beauty in their city. And they still gonna hype it up. Like, if somebody comes through, they're still gonna hype it up. Columbus is not like that at all. And I feel like at the beginning, when I got there, I met some really shady people. And to be honest, it left a bad taste in my mouth. I was just like, yeah, nope, not dealing with this shit again. These people are like 30, like mid-30s, close to 40s. I'm only 28. So I understand, like, some of the people that I end up, like, talking to are a lot older, either my age or older, never really younger. But I've noticed a lot of the upper 30s girls are a little immature. So that kind of threw me off, and I did not want to really speak to them. Anyway, fast forward, I end up in Mexico, and I'm only thinking of staying for 2 weeks. It ends up being 3 months, it ends up being the end of the year. Boom. The second quarter and the third quarter are honestly my highlights of the year. There's a lot of shedding that happens during this time of the year for me. I'm grieving a lot, which I think I didn't feel was normal at the time, but in retrospect, I'm like, yeah, that was very normal. So I was grieving things that I made up in my mind. Being a delusional girl, but not even like delusional. I had a real plan. Like, I just need the platform. I had plans that I made for my future, and then I did not see them unwinding in the way that I expected it. Now, this is not to say that all the things that I want may not happen, but for the moment, I had to, like, grieve the way I saw it. Because obviously, you can see something a certain way, and when it doesn't play out, we get really sad, which is, like, it sucks. It's definitely, like, it's a human thing, but I think it sucks because you set yourself up for failure by planning. Nye and I are always talking about, like, how God is the greatest comedian, and, like, you will have plans and God will do a 180 on you and flip shit up upside down, because that wasn't his plan for you. That was your plan, yeah, but, like, ultimately, depending on what you believe, I'm not pushing anything on nobody, but you don't have a say. Like, if you are someone who believes in God and believes in his way and his will, you don't really have a say. We have free will, but there's a plan already there. Like, so yeah, I had spent, in between having my good fun in Mexico, I had also been grieving and being patient with myself in grieving. And I'm honestly very, very grateful that I was able to escape. Yeah, that's the word, escape. I was trying to sugarcoat it, but honestly, it was escape. I feel like I needed to escape to go into myself and rebuild this new person. And just understand things from a different perspective. Like, yeah, certain things and that you wanted did not pan out. Plans that you have for career and stuff, like, didn't pan out the way you thought it would. But that doesn't mean you're completely off of your path at all. So I'm grateful to have that inner work done, because that inner work, bro, I'm telling y'all, if y'all haven't started doing the inner work, asking yourself the hard questions, what do I believe in, what do I really want, like, once you start asking those questions, shit becomes harder, because then you really have to, like, you have to sit with the fact that you know you want more. And then the question becomes, what are you going to do to get more? How are you going to get yourself to this this mental level of pushing yourself to get exactly what you need to get. And I'm not talking about pure hustle. I'm talking about your inner growth as a person. Like, those questions are tough. Understanding how to make money. Listen, you got a couple of skills. You can go get any kind of job. It depends on your pride, of course, but you can go get any kind of job. But that inner work of becoming your higher self, or becoming this new woman or man that gets what they need to get done, like, that shit has been very tough for me. And I struggled with that this year because I just learned a lot about myself, way more about myself. I came to some really crazy harsh realities in terms of understanding that my support system is not blood. I think sometimes, like, that may be hard, but I feel like that hit me the hardest this year, realizing that I have a couple people in my family who are in a crazy, amazing support system, but it's honestly probably like two people, which even that is a blessing compared to what some people have. But I came to that really harsh reality, like, damn, you really don't got no immediate blood family really in your corner like that. And so I had to sit with that, but I didn't just sit with it and allow it to take over my entire year. So that's basically what I'm getting at. While I did have all of these inner things going on, I made the most of my time. I partied every single night the first time, like when I first got to Mexico in May, which is great. I met some amazing people while I've been here, networking, a lot of people that are here from the States. And so I learned that there can be duality in your healing process, because most times a lot of us like to shy away, and that's what I was doing. Like I said, escaping. I was saying, okay, well, I'm just gonna stay in Mexico because I don't know anyone here, no one knows me here, like, I don't have to feel pressure to be smiley, or people know I'm in the same city as them and they press me for not coming to chill with them or not wanting to have them over. Like, I can get away from that here. But that wasn't really the case, because I still had to do a lot of I still made friends here. I still was able to go out and party and have a drink once in a while and know my limit, to where if I was too sad on a day that I could just, I wouldn't go out to a party, or I wouldn't drink. So I learned that balance, because I feel like if I was home, it's easy for me to fall into, I wouldn't be with my friends all the time, I wouldn't drink all the time, or like, yeah, just like taking advantage of like being with them, which I want that. I want that again very, very soon. But at this moment, I think it's been good for me to learn. Being away helped me learn that I can balance my healing with still enjoying and taking, being grateful for the moment in life that I have. That was my biggest thing. That's what I learned in quarters 2 and 3. That has been my biggest thing, and I think moving forward for 2024, that's gonna be my greatest tool. That is the greatest tool I took away from 2023, was that yes, you can heal, yes, you can grieve, yes, you can, all of the things that you're feeling, you can feel, excuse me, but at the end of the day, you can still have fun, you can still glamorize your life, as the girls say, you can still go out and have fun and meet new people. Like, none of that has to stop just because you're going through something. And I want to offer that to you as well. Don't let your grief, don't let anything really stop you from also living in the moment, because those moments are still precious. So, yeah. And then I think another thing I'm like happy about this year is that I really found a way to like kind of take L's as they come. There's a song called Charge It, which is honestly, Charge It by Any. That has been my theme for the entire year. Like, this 2023 is Charge It. Like, anything that happened, anything that didn't go right, like, all of it, charge it. Charge it to the game. Put it as, it was all part of the plot, all of it, like all of the things that people are saying. But honestly, there's a verse in the, or a lyric, I don't know, y'all gotta correct me, but there's a verse or a lyric in the song Charge It where she's like, turn L's into lemon and zest. So that's another thing I learned, just taking those L's that people were, I mean, honestly, there are a couple L's. I can't even lie. Nobody likes to admit when they take L's, but I'm gonna tell you one thing. I took a couple L's. I took a couple L's in 2023. But those L's elevated me. Oh, she got bars now. Hold up. She got bars now. She can pull it now. But yeah, honestly, those L's, they elevated me. I feel like I now can look at them and kind of laugh at them. Because they aren't, like I said in a previous episode, I'm very grateful. Or if I haven't said, I don't know if I said it in a previous episode or if it was something that Nye and I were just talking about. But I was saying how I'm very grateful that all of anything that I've failed at or L's or lessons that needed to be learned, I've always learned them in a soft way. Like, I always feel like I nothing has been like crucial damage. And I have noticed that the most times that I've felt like it was the harshest is because I wasn't letting go of a situation that I was shown I needed to let go in the first place. So if I had listened the first time, then like, and I, when I say listen, I mean listen to my intuition, listen to God's direction, what I ask God to reveal for me and he reveals, and I act like I suddenly need glasses or something. All of those things are, they've been soft for me. You know, that's not to say they don't hurt, right? Because that shit hurted. I be hurt. I be sad. I be wondering, like, where I went wrong, what happened, why are people like this? All of these things, I really get into my bag. But now, I feel like I can, like, kind of look at these things and be like, you still seeing the softness even in grieving, even in all of that. Like, you are still being able to get through these things, and all of these things have not damaged you as a person. You are still open to opportunities that may come your way. If it's like love, if it's a love thing, then it's like, okay, you have not closed yourself off to love. And I love love, so I don't think I would ever close myself off to love. But, like, those things that, like, don't make you into a cold person. I still feel like a very warm and loving person, and I love that. Even though I've gone through a lot of things, I still feel the same. Even though I've had, like, I have a shitty family, I still want to produce the greatest family. I don't want to fall into these patterns. So those are just a lot of things that I'm very grateful for, even though I felt like this year was kind of tough. And I really urge you to take a moment. You're listening to this after the new year, I know. It's probably, I don't know what day. This is dropping on the 2nd, I believe. But at any point when you listen to this, reflect on your past year. I know sometimes at midnight people are like, oh, at midnight I want to throw everything away. I don't want to think about it. But, like, you have to, or you should, at least if you could sit and meditate on your, sit and reflect on your past year for at least 20 minutes. Because I think it just helps you. So you can decide what you want to keep, what you want to delete, what worked. Like, do the analytics of your year. And I think that's going to help to elevate you from your L's in the next year, because that's where I'm at right now. I see the L's that I took. I'm grateful that they didn't hit me too hard. I'm grateful that I could still find a way to make lemonade out of lemons. And I'm grateful. My highlights of the year have all been in Mexico City, because I've been here for a majority of the year. And those highlights include, let me add, just coming here and seeing that there are tons of Black people. As you guys know, I came to Mexico City in 2020 for the first time, and I did not see a lot of people that looked like me. But, and that was fine. Trust me, it was fine. It's not anything to be worried about or anything. I was able to immerse myself fully and enjoy it. But coming back again for a longer stay and seeing that there are people who look like you here makes the experience so much better. I love that. Other highlights was seeing some of the other neighborhoods, seeing some of the other cities in Mexico, just being fully immersed and living in a different reality, which I think I'll have to reflect on that more in another episode. But being able to be in another reality, it really opens your eyes so much, because the things that you may think are super important are not to another person. I'm not saying they're not important to you, but they may not be to another person. The priorities may not be the same. Like, so many things can be different, like, you know, and I don't know, I just feel very grateful. So those are my highlights. Another highlight was coming home, and I came home in August, and when I came home, I got to spend a lot of time with my friend Connor. Shout out to my sister Connor, I love him so much. But yeah, I came back and I stayed with him because he is in Queens, and just like closer to where central, more central to where I needed to be and where everywhere I wanted to go, like during that visit. So I ended up using that as like a centralized area just so that I wasn't doing the most. Cause also being uptown is not the wave. Like, no one wants to get on the tube and constantly have to worry about going downtown, and just the two trains a lot. So I'm very grateful that I was able to have a friend who was kind of centralized, and I could, you know, be kind of mobile. But all that to say, I spent the majority of the time with him, and I think he put a lot of things into perspective for me, because he is one of two of my friends have read me for the situations that they are aware of that's happening. And so one was Quavy, who was able to say, like, sit and write like a full speech essay and kind of just say everything out loud. And then the second person was Connor, who really laid it down. And I feel like it was something that he was trying to lay down for a minute, but had finally gotten a chance to do it for me. And I'm extremely grateful for the read. Honestly, it was a loving read. It was a loving read, which I didn't know that I needed. Or, like, I knew everything he said was true. So a part of me already knew it was there inside of me. But I think it was more of not being able to admit it. I think that was it. I wasn't able to fully admit it. And then for someone else to see it, this is someone who knows me for about 10 years or so, for someone else to see it and say it plainly, but also still in a loving tone, was like, all right, girl, this is the, you had this whole year, this was in August, so it was like, you've had this, a majority of this year of trying to figure things out, trying to piece yourself together, knowing that there are certain decisions you need to make, certain, you know, and then this person comes and says everything is like a reflection. And so that was great. And that was one of my highlights. One of my highlights of the year was being read. I'm going to be honest. It was me being read. It was like, girl, it was literally, it was literally like Beyonce, like Destiny's Child, girl. Not the same situation, obviously, but in that realm of things. And he was giving, who can I compare him to? Michelle. He was Michelle in the girl realm. And then my best friend was Beyonce. Like, and I'm Kelly. I'm still trying to hold on to my old bullshit. Just trying to hold on to my grieving and stuff. And they were just like, no, you still are that person. You still are that girl. Like, doesn't matter the turn of events that's happened or how far off you feel like you are from your path, like, you still got this. So I was like, okay, like, I love you guys, thank you. Highlights, again, being at the beach, that's what I did when I was in New York. I spent a lot of time at the beach. Yes, there are beaches in New York. No, they're not all dirty. No, the only beach is not freaking Orchard Beach in the Bronx, okay? Thank you. What else? Eating good food. I ate a lot of good food this year, and luckily I have not gained too much weight because of that. Not that I'm against it. You guys know I'm a bigger girl, go up and down. But for the majority, I stay pretty solid, and that's how I've been the whole year. I feel like I've been pretty solid and eating great, and I have no complaints. excuse me. I've had a cough off and on for the last 8 months, but that's just because of my location, so that's okay. What else? Other than that, it's been a great year. We're rounding out the year, and I don't feel, one, I'm not in a place where I'm like, oh, I'm cutting people off at midnight. I don't think I've ever been that way. But definitely not this year. I feel completely fine with all the people that I've met and know and are in my reality at the moment. I feel great, so I don't feel like there's anybody I'm like chopping at midnight. And that's it. I'm actually excited for what 2024 will bring. But also, as you know, Naya and I are notorious for restarting the year at any point. So if I have a bad day on January 1st, then January 2nd will be my new year. If I start to fall off and feel like I need another redo, I will start my year on February 23rd. I don't mind. Start it over. Time is not real. So I hope you guys had a great year, and I hope you do take a moment to reflect on what 2023 was, and you will be listening to this in the new year. So I recommend, the way I did last year, splitting up your year into quarters and trying to accomplish by what you want to get done each quarter, because I feel like narrowing the time is going to be helpful in, one, fully achieving the goals, actually, and then just not putting so much pressure on yourself, so, and making sure they are attainable. Other than that, I just hope everybody has a beautiful and blessed year. I don't know what I'm doing for actual New Year's Eve, but I think when I make a decision, or when I do it, then I'll get back and let you guys know how it goes. But honestly, I may be sleeping because, you know, I'm getting old. I want to take a nap at all times, and sometimes full slumber. So yeah, updates coming soon. Happy New Year from the past to the future. I don't know. Take it easy, y'all. Bye.